Morning.
早上好。
Our scripture lesson is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 17.
我们今天的信息是从约翰福音第十七章。
We'll begin reading at verse 6.
我们要读从第六节开始。
I have revealed you to those who you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me.For they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them.For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is that you take them, not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one.
好，我用中文读第六节到第十五节。你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明与他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的，因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因他们本是你的，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀，从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们。其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
Paul reminds us that we are to put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
保罗提醒我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的掌权的，管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Believers are part of a great spiritual conflict between rival spiritual forces.
信徒落在一个属灵的征战里边。
The fact that we belong to Christ means that we become targets of the enemies of Christ.
因着我们是属基督的，所以我们成为基督的敌人所攻击的对象。
The Christian life is not just a stream, but also one that may contain difficult opposition and conflict.
基督徒的生活不光光是一个祝福的， 是一个祝福，但有的时候也会面对一些难处，在这难处里面会有试探和反对。
My messages here this year have been from John 17, the longest recorded prayer of Jesus.
我今年在这里所释放的信息都是从约翰福音第十七章来的，那里记载了耶稣最长的祷告。
It reminds us of his intercession for those who belong to him, and that what he is praying for you and for me.
这提醒我们，耶稣在世上的事工是为那些属他的人祷告，包括你和我。
It's the night before Jesus went to the cross.
那是在耶稣去上十字架的头一个晚上。
He already told his disciples earlier that night, "If the world hates you, keep in mind it hated me first. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you also. They'll treat you in this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me."
耶稣在稍早的时候就告诉门徒说，世人若恨你们，你们该知道恨你们以先已经恨我了。仆人不能大于主人，他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。他们因我的名要向你们行这一切的事，因为他们不认识那差我来的。
Now Jesus is about to engage in the decisive battle of this conflict on the cross.
现在耶稣要在十字架上面临这一场决定性的征战。
He looks at his disciples and he sees the marshalling of spiritual forces against them.
他看到他的门徒，同时他也看到在灵界里边有一股反对的势力。
So he prays, keep them in my name, keep them the way I kept them while on earth, keep them from the evil one.
所以他为门徒祷告说，保守他们，因我的名保守他们，当他们在世上的时候保守他们，保守他们脱离那恶者。
We will focus on verses 14 and 15 today.
今天我们要重点看第十四节和十五节。
First of all, he prays about this anger of the world.
首先耶稣的祷告是关乎到这个世界而来的怒气。
Verse 14 says, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world.
第十四节讲，他说世界会恨他们，因为我不属这世界，他们也不属这世界。
Notice first of all that the connection between the word and the hatred of the world.
请大家注意，在神的道和这个世界的愤怒之间有一定的联系。
The world never hates the imitation of the church, like those who deny authority and infallibility of Scripture.
这个世界不会恨那些表面上像教会的组织，因为他们不承认圣经所带出的权威和这个不可颠覆的真理。
The world tolerates these because they pose no threat.
对于这个世界是宽容的，因为这些并不能带来威胁。
Now the world in Jesus' mind, is on Jesus' mind nearly as much as his disciples are.
那他的门徒是在基督的心里边，但是基督同时也没有忽视这个世界上的事情。
The term occurs in each of verses 11 through 15.
从第十一节到第十五节，每一节都讲到了这个单词是世界。
The world is where we are and from where Jesus is leaving.
这个世界指的是现在我们所处的地方，但是是基督正要离开的。
Now remember, the world in this part of Jesus' teaching is a certain mindset and outlook.
请记住，在基督的这一段的教导里边，世界指的是一种特定的心思和观念。
It is the whole organization of this present world system where everything is filtered or interpreted without reference to the God of the Bible.
它指的是这个世界一切综合在一起的一个系统，他们是把所有的事情都过滤了，在看待所有的事情的时候，并没有把圣经上所教导的真理当作参考。
It's a realm where Satan generally has control.
他这个范围是撒旦通常是有控制的。
He does this by blinding the eye, seeing the hearts of human beings.
那撒旦做的这一点是通过让 把人的眼睛弄瞎了，把人的心来欺骗人的心。
He does so to the point where extreme prejudice against the spiritual truth of God is the norm.
他们做这个事情到了一个地步，甚至是一个非常极端的对所有关于神的真理一种极端的反对，成为一种常态。
Jesus predicts the world's hatred, and there's a simple explanation for it.
耶稣预言了这个世界会恨恶基督徒，并且背后是有原因的。
It hates the word. If God is true and thy word is truth, then every other system of human thought is a fabric of lies or of half-truths.
首先他们是恨恶神的道，因为如果神是真实的，神的道是真理，那么一切从人来的所有的思想和意念都是那些谎言或者是掺和了半真半假的东西所组成的。
It hates Christ because the coming of the Son of God is testimony that humanity cannot save itself, and there really is only one way to be saved.
他们也是恨基督的，因为道成肉身这件事情证明了人是有罪的，而且只有一条路，人可以靠着得救。
It hates the cross because it testifies to human sinfulness and God's righteousness.And his unfailing love in providing that only way.
他们也是恨十字架，因为十字架上表明了人的罪，神的公义，并且也表明神借着给人永生之道所表现出来的那个大爱。
And the world hates the Christian when he or she is like Christ and operates in that truth.
那这个世界也会恨基督徒，尤其是当他们效法基督实行真理的时候。
Now this hatred shows itself in many ways.
那这种恨在很多的方面表现出来。
It shows in direct scoffing or opposition.
那有的时候你会看的是公开的嘲笑和抵挡。
And we live in an age when this is increasing across the world.
那当我们住这个现今的时代，是这个现象是逐渐增多的。
And then there is marginalization.
那另外是边缘化。
Just ignore the Christian and his message. They consider it old-fashioned and no longer relevant for these times.
他们忽视基督徒和基督所传的信息，认为这已经是过时了的，不合时宜的事情。
And sadly, even among believers, there are also ways in which our hearts cooperate with the world.
那很可惜的是，甚至在一些基督徒中间，有的时候我们的心也会与世界同谋。
There is the Demas way.
那有一种叫做迪马的道，迪马的路。
Demas is mentioned only three times in the Bible.
迪马这个人在圣经中被提到了三次。
At first, Paul calls him a valued co-laborer.
那开始的时候，保罗称他为一个为主做工的人。
But sometime later, we see with sadness this comment to Timothy.
那后来我们就看到，非常可惜的是，看到当保罗向提摩太提到迪马的时候，是这么说的
：Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me.
你快快的到我这里来，因为迪马贪爱这世界，就离开我去了。
We don't know why.
我们不知道为什么。
Was it love of ease or love of things?
也许是贪图安适或者是物质的东西。
Was it love of wealth or position?
或者是财富或者是地位。
Prosperity can be dangerous.
有时候昌盛可能会带来危险。
If direct opposition doesn't work, the world will pamper us and dangle success or power to wean us away from Christ.
如果直接的反对不能够成功的话，这个世界有的时候会用讨好我们的方式，用我们所喜欢的成功和昌盛来带我们离开基督。
Then there's the Barnabas way.
那另外一种叫做巴拿巴的路。
We see this in Acts 15.
我们看到是在《使徒行传》第十五章。
John Mark had deserted Paul and Barnabas on the first church planting campaign.
那在保罗和巴拿巴第一次的布道旅行当中，这个 约翰马可离开了他们。
The opposition had become deadly.
反对变成了一个非常严重的事情。
Now Paul and Barnabas want to revisit the same area.
所以保罗和巴拿巴决定再去回去这个同样的地区去看望这些弟兄姐妹。
Barnabas wanted to take Mark, who was his cousin.
那巴拿巴呢想带马可一起去，马可是他的表弟。
Paul did not want to take him.
保罗不想带他。
So this points to the tendency not to judge things in a spiritual way, but to be influenced by other considerations.
那这是指出了一个倾向，当我们看待事情的时候，有的时候不能够用属灵的眼光去判断，而是掺杂了一些其他的考虑。
And then there is self-defilement.
那还有一种情形是自甘堕落。
James 1:27 says, Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
那里说，我们的父神所接受的那种虔诚是清洁，没有玷污的，是看顾在患难中的孤儿和寡妇，并且保守自己，不沾染世俗。
Paul talks elsewhere about those who make shipwreck of their faith through personal sinful choices.
保罗在其他的地方也提到这种情形，就是因为个人罪的原因而让自己的信心成了像一艘漏水的船那样。
That's the anger of the world.
这是从世界上来的愤怒。
Then there are the attacks of the evil one.
后面还有从恶者来的攻击。
We see this in verse 15.
我们在第十五节看到这一点。
Where Jesus prays, protect them from the evil one.
当耶稣为他们祷告说，让保守他们脱离那恶者。
The Bible calls Satan the God of this world and the prince of the power of the air.
圣经把撒旦称为世界的神，或者是天空属灵掌权的。
Peter warns the Christian of Satan's specific interest in our personal spiritual defeat.
那彼得呢，特别指出撒旦对于个人的灵性低潮是非常的感兴趣。
Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in your faith.Because you know your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
彼得说，我要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
So how does Satan attack the Christian?
撒旦是怎么攻击基督徒的呢？
He attacks the believer personally.
首先他们是攻击信徒个人。
He encourages pride.
他挑起人里边的骄傲。
This is Satan's great specialty.
那撒旦在这方面非常擅长。
He knows what fills us with a sense of elation or self-glory.
他知道如何用宴乐和自己的荣耀来满足我们。
Remember when the disciples returned to Jesus glowing from the success of their first mission trip?
大家还记得当门徒第一次出去有一个宣道旅行的时候，当他们回来见耶稣的时候，带着一个成功的喜悦。
Well, Jesus agrees that Satan's kingdom was shaken up by their ministry.
那耶稣也同意，那个是因为他们的宣教，撒旦的国被震动了。
But then he warns,However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
但是耶稣警告他们说，不要因为魔鬼服了你们而欢喜，要因为你们的名被记录在天上而欢喜。
Jesus saw the danger of their being consumed with self-satisfaction at their success and being puffed up with pride.
那耶稣看到了一种危险，就是当人们自己因为成功而自我满足，或者是因为骄傲而自己陶醉的时候，他们就会被这些事情所吞噬了。
Pride leads to self-reliance.
骄傲就会使人依靠自我。
Satan is satisfied if we just live the Christian life in our own strength.
如果我们想要活出基督徒的生活，只是靠我们自己的能力的话，那这正是中了撒旦的诡计。
And then he deceives us into thinking it's necessary to rush ahead of God.
那有时候撒旦会诱惑我们，让我们以为我们可以跑到神的前面。
He feeds our impatience.
他让我们没有忍耐的心。
Patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
忍耐是圣灵所结的果子。
Satan loves to interfere with the Holy Spirit's bearing his fruit in our lives.
当圣灵在我们的生命中结出果子的时候，撒旦总会来打岔的。
So he makes the fruit of patience seem impractical.
他让我们觉得好像是忍耐成为一个不可实行的事情。
Or he short circuits love and makes anger seem like the best response.
或者有时候他们会让我们绕过爱，而很自然的用怒气去回应我们面对的事情。
He makes the settled joy of the Lord in our hearts seem inappropriate for the serious times in which we live.
让我们现在面临一个时代，那撒旦让我们觉得好像是我们从基督而来的那种真正的喜乐，好像成为一个不可能的事情。
Brothers and sisters, it's just another way of his encouraging us to go it alone.
弟兄姐妹们，这只是撒旦另外一种诡计，让我们觉得可以独自行事。
There's nothing that Satan wants more than for the believer to forget John 15:5, where Jesus said, Apart from me, you can do nothing.
那约翰福音第十五章第五节，耶稣教导我们，耶稣说，如果离了我，你们什么都不能做。如果我们把这一点忘了的话，那没有什么比这更让撒旦高兴的。
Or he fills us with discouragement and doubt.
他让我们心里充满疑惑，而带出我们失了志气。
Any tactic works if it just gets us to take our eyes off of Christ and place it on ourselves or on our circumstances.
任何时候，如果我们把眼光从基督身上挪开，而放在我们自己身上，那魔鬼的诡计都会成功。
And while we look at ourselves, we are forgetting this name that Jesus showed us.
当我们看自己的时候，我们就会忘了耶稣所提到的那个名。
Or he fills us with a spirit of fear.
有的时候撒旦会让我们的心里充满了灵里面的恐惧。
Just like the disciples would have in the next few hours.
就像当初门徒在随后的几个小时里面所面对的。
Fear of this type is always of the devil.
那这一种的恐惧总是从撒旦来的。
So Paul tells Timothy, God did not give us a spirit of fear,but of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
所以保罗跟提摩太讲说，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
What a wonderful verse this is to remind us of the character of God working in our hearts.
那这是一个非常美妙的经文，是提醒我们神在我们里边工作。
That Holy Spirit of power or of love,and of order to keep us in fearful times.
那当我们面对这些事情的时候，刚强、仁爱和谨守的心就会得到保守。
For Satan not only works on the individual.
撒旦不光光是针对个人做这些事情。
He can attack the entire assembly.
他也对整个的聚会有所攻击。
It could be a combination of any of the things we've talked about.
那我们讲了很多，撒旦有可能会用这些事情中的几样合在一起来攻击。
And then Jesus also warns against false teachers.
所以耶稣也警告关于假教师的事情。
And there's something else that I like false reachers.
那还有另外一个事情，我愿意把它叫做假的宣教者。
By this, I mean those who try to reach external success in church work by resorting to worldly methods and wisdom.
我用这个词是想指那些 利用试图用属世的这些方法和智慧去做在教会事工里面取得一些外面的成功。
It comes by giving in to subtle compromise.
那他们会有的时候不得不做一些看起来很微妙的妥协。
Give the people what they want to hear.
那把人们想听的告诉他们。
Paul says, When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquent or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
保罗在哥林多前书写说弟兄们从前我到你们那里去并没有用高言大志对你们宣讲神的奥秘因为我曾定了主意在你们中间不知道别的只知道基督耶稣基督并他钉十字架
Many years ago I heard a leader of some of these new methods speak about how they started to build a church of 15,000
那很多年以前我听到一个其中这样用这种方法的一位带领者讲他如何去建立一个教会达到一万五千人
They went around to neighbors who didn't go to and asked them why
他们就到社区里边去问啊，找到人们问那些没有到教会的然后问他们为什么不来
There were many reasons
有很多的原因
They wanted practical lives not long sermons about things they didn't care about
他们所需要的是对他们具体的生活有帮助的一些方法而不是一些信息在讲一些他们所不关心的事情
They didn't like long prayers
他们不喜欢长长的祷告
They didn't like boring music
他们不喜欢枯燥的音乐
They didn't like being put on the spot during invitations to respond to Christ
他们不喜欢当有呼召的时候把他们邀请他们
The list was much longer
当然这个单子可以更长。
The church planters made many changes that have become routine in many churches across America.
所以这些教会的拓荒者就做了很多很多的改变以至今天的很多教会里边有些事情变成了例行的程序。
So now you're more likely to hear a message about ways you can become a better person than a message about the gospel as the power of God to change your heart.
那今天你会有可能有更多的机会听到一些信息是告诉你们怎么样做一个好人而不是说用神福音的大能如何能够改变我们的心
Many of these have discontinued prayer as part of public services
很多当他们有公开的敬拜的时候甚至他们取消了祷告的事情
Mary and I love to come here and hear you pray without regard to the time it takes
Mary 和我很愿意到这里来听你们祷告的时候不计时间的长短
Genuine prayer testifies to the reality of our faith in God
那真诚的祷告是见证我们在神里边的信心
The church is commanded to pray regardless of what the world thinks
不管世界是怎么想的教会是受命去祷告的
The church is commanded to preach the gospel even if it offends the sensibilities of the world.
那教会也是受命去传福音不管有的时候这可能会冒犯一些所谓世界上的一些看法或者是文化观念。
It is up to us to be faithful.
Sorry.
It is up to us to be faithful and it is up to God to produce the increase.
那是不是有信心在于我们那是不是增长却在乎神
Well, there are other things. There's diversion. Good causes divert attention from the main thing.
那还有一些其他的叫做多元化那会成为把我们的目光从主要的事情移开的一个借口。
And the last time I was here, we talked about divisions.
那上一次我在这儿的时候我们讲到关于分裂。
So that's what the believer is up against.
那这是信徒们所面临的事情
The anger of the world and the attacks of the evil one
这个世界的愤怒和从恶者来的攻击
But in the face of all this we have the appeals of our Lord
然而当面对这些事情的时候我们有主耶稣为我们的代求
So Jesus prays keep them in thy name the name which you have given me that they may be one
所以耶稣祷告说，保守他们，因着你所赐给我的名，保守他们合而为一。
What name is Jesus talking about?
那这里耶稣用名讲的是什么呢？
In the ancient world, the name of anyone, when used in this way, stood for the whole character of the one named.
那在古世界当中，当名这个词这么用的时候，它指的是一个事情或者人整个的全部的他的品格和性情。
It means that the Christian believer understands who God is.
也就是说，基督徒能够明白，能够认识我们的神。
Through Jesus, the believer has a deep personal knowledge of God that's not revealed to the unbelieving world.
通过基督，我们对神有一个非常清楚的认识，而这些是对于那些不信的人所没有启示出来的。
It is not just theology.
这不仅仅是神学。
It's not a secret password or mantra.
这也不只是一个口令密码或者是口头上的咒语一样的。
It is what Jesus revealed by his coming as the full and final revelation of God.
那是耶稣借着道成肉身所启示出来的关于神终极的完全的启示。
In the Old Testament, we see many wonderful things about the character of God.
那在旧约里面，我们读到很多关于神的性情和品格的许多奇妙的事。
But in Jesus, we see that lived out and affirmed.
但是从耶稣，我们看到那些是活出来的，清楚表明了的。
We see the love and the holiness, the compassion and the truth of who God is.
我们看到的是神的仁爱，他的圣洁、怜悯和真理。
That's what Jesus did.
这是耶稣所做的。
But verse 8 goes on to say, I gave them the words that you gave me, and they accepted them. They believed that you sent me. They knew with certainty that I came from you.
但是第八节，耶稣继续讲说，他们领受了我所给他们的道，他们也信是你差了我来，他们也真知道我是从你来的。
It's not only that Jesus was faithful in all he did, but that the truth found acceptance, belief, and confident knowledge in the believer.
那不光光是耶稣在他所做的事情上是信实的，我们也可以看到这些真理在基督徒的身上所也表明出来是基督徒领受了这些真理。
There's a sequence there in the attitude of the Christian toward the truth.
所以当一个基督徒进入真理的时候是有一个次序。
We receive it, we come to rely on it, and before long the Holy Spirit confirms it in our hearts as a certainty.
那我们先是领受了，然后我们就会在生活里边依靠它，那不久圣灵就会在我们的心里边印证他的真实。
Solomon reminds us that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe.
所罗门提醒我们，神的名是坚固台，一人奔入便得安稳。
His father David prays, From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed,Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy.
他的父亲大卫是这么祷告，我心里发昏的时候，我要从地极求告你，求你领我到那比我更高的磐石，因为你做过我的避难所，做过我的坚固台，脱离仇敌。
This is the power of his name that keeps us.
这是那个能够保守我们的名所具有的能力。
This is the full assurance of faith that supports us, that gives us confidence.
这是信心的确据，那个信心能够扶持我们。
Regardless of the trials of this world,
那不管在这个世界上有什么样的试炼，
Our God is mighty.
我们的神是有能力的。
His grace is sufficient.
他的恩典是够用的。
And His presence is
他的同在是真实的。
Isaiah told the faithful remnant facing falling kingdoms and threats of enemy invasion.
以赛亚当时面临国家的被掳和外敌的入侵的时候，鼓励他的这些选民的余数。
He said, "The Lord will be the stability of your times, an abundance of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge."
他说：“耶和华是你一生的安稳，他有丰盛的救恩，并智慧和知识。”
This is the essence of Jesus' prayer, that we may ever be kept in the full realizations of our relationship with God.
这是耶稣祷告的所有的本质。就是我们在与我们神的我们与神的关系上能够体验到那个实在。
And before we conclude, I'd have you notice that this is all tied to the Word of God.
那当我在来到结论之前，我想提醒大家，所有的这些事情都是跟神的道有关的。
Again, I refer you to the full armor of God and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
另外，我要提醒我们要穿戴全副的军装和。握着圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
And that this safekeeping will be in the world.
并且这个保守是发生在这个世界上的。
Jesus knew better than to ask that we be taken out with him.
耶稣知道他所求的比把我们带离这个世界更好。
Moses, Elijah, Jonah all prayed for this and God denied it.
摩西约拿和以利亚都为这个事情祷告过，但是神并没有应允。
Wouldn't it be a fine thing if the moment that we believed in Jesus, we were raptured into heaven?
当我们刚刚信主的那一刻就被被提上到天上去，这岂不是一个很好的事情吗？
But no, it's God's plan to keep us and to do so in this world.
不，神的路是要把我们留在世上。
And as we are left in this world, God's marvels and glories are displayed in and through us.
当我们在这个世上的时候，神的大能和他的荣耀就会在我们里面和通过我们显现出来。
Verse 10 clearly shows this.
第十节很清楚地告诉我们。
And glory has come to me, Jesus says, through them.
耶稣说，我也因他们得了荣耀。
Jesus is glorified in us.
耶稣因着我们得荣耀。
Nothing more displays God's power than the way he can keep us, people like us, as his own in this world.
没有什么比神能够在这个世界上保守我们，因为我们是他的儿女，神能够保守我们，这样能够显明神的大能。
The story is not as well known today as it was a few years ago of Corey and Betsy Ten Boom.
有一个故事，今天也许不像前几年那样被所有的人知道，是关于 Corey 和 Betsy Boom.
After the Nazis invaded the Netherlands, these older single women could not turn away Jews who were seeking shelter at their door.
那是发生在纳粹入侵波兰之后。那这两位年长的女人，她们没有把到她们这儿来寻求庇护的犹太人推出去。
Their little home became a hub of underground activity centered on saving as many Jews as they could.
她们那个小小的房子就成为一个地下活动的中心，她们致力于能够救援尽量多的犹太人。
The day came, however, when they were betrayed.
然而有一天他们被出卖了。
Corey, Betsy, and their elderly father, along with all in the house, were arrested.
那 Corey, Betsy, 还有他们年迈的父亲和一家人都被捕了。
But the Jews who were there stayed safe in the secret room.
但是犹太人在家里面，因为他们藏在一个秘密的房间里边而得救。
I want to read my favorite part of their story.It happened later that evening as they waited for transport to prison.
我想读一段是最打动我的，那个发生在他们被捕之后，等待被转送去监狱的那段时间。
Corey writes, "We all gathered around Father for evening prayers."
Corey 说，我们都围坐在父亲的周围做晚祷。
Every day of my life had ended like this.
在我的一生中，这是每晚必做的。
That deep, steady voice, that sure and eager confiding of us all to the care of God.
父亲的声音深沉平稳，他用他的确信和热忱把我们带到神的眷顾之中。
The Bible lay at home on its shelf, but much of it was stored in his heart.
圣经在房间里边的书架上，但是圣经的内容大多都记在我父亲的心中。
He quoted from memory, Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Hold me up and I shall be safe.
他的父亲凭着记忆念诵经文说，你是我的藏身处，是我的避难所，我的盼望在于你的道，请托住我，赐我平安。
The father died a few days later in prison.
他的父亲几天之后死在狱中。
Corey and Betsy suffered greatly in the concentration camp.
在集中营里边 ,Corey 和 Betsy 受过了极大的痛苦。
But just before Betsy died there,She assured Corey that the Lord would use their terrible suffering for His glory.
那但是在 Betsy 临死之前，他让 Corey 确信神要通过他们所受的苦难来显明神的荣耀。
She said that people would listen because they had been in that terrible place.
他说世人会听我们，因为我们曾经在那里边待过。
Corey was miraculously released a few days later, and her testimony has had a worldwide ministry impacting millions.
那几天之后，非常奇妙的 ，Corey 被释放了，他的见证传遍了世界，影响了几百万的人。
God's way is not to take us trials or that we avoid them.
神的路并不是要把我们从试炼中拿出来，也不是让我们去避免遇见试炼。
His way is to enable us, to strengthen us, so that we can go through them as more than conquerors.
神的路是要给我们能力，给我们力量，让我们能够经过试炼，成为得胜者。
And so we can affirm with perfect confidence that testimony from the first missionary to the interior of China.
所以我们很清楚有一个确据，这也是从一个见证，这个见证是第一个到中国内地去的宣教士。
Hudson Taylor said that the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you.
那是戴德生说的，他说神绝不会带你到一个地步是他的恩典所不能保守你的。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we rejoice in your presence and all your promises.
天上的父，我们很享受在你的同在和你的应许里边给我们的喜乐。
We trust your safekeeping.
我们相信你的保守。
We give thanks that in the hour of trial, Jesus prays for us.
我们感谢你，因为在试炼中，我们有耶稣为我们代求。
Give us grace that we may overcome and bring glory to our Savior.
给我们恩典，让我们有能力能够在经过这些试炼的时候荣耀我们的救主。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告， Amen.